me. Give me liberty. Oh, give me death.
A dark cloud is finally lifting across the world as U.S. military intelligence and their global partners are destroying the deep state criminal power structure that has ruled over our planet for hundreds of years.
We are free with the God-given right, and we shall not yield that right to any power on earth.
Hi, I'm Scott McKay. The world is at, and I am your host on The Tipping Point. On Revolution Radio, where every Monday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, we bring you the latest in this ensuing takedown of this global criminal empire.
That's an image of strength.
You'll get the raw, hard truth here on The Tipping Point. So come join us Mondays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, in Studio B at revolution.radio.
This is the people's war. It is our war. We are the fighters. Fight it, then. Fight it with all that is in us. And may God defend the right.
Warning! Warning!
We've got to stop them! They're going to kill us all!
See how the trouble you've started?
Be they the government, be they industry, be they organized labor, be they anyone or human being.
Time when the operation of the machine becomes so orient. Makes you so sick at heart that you can't take part. You can't even passively take part. And you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop. And you've got to win the day to the people who run it, to the people who own it. That unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported talk radio station, throwing ourselves upon the gears of the machine. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
You called down the thunder, well now you've got it.
Rick, you tell them I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me!
Revolution Radio!
In the morning
at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com.
Good morning, everybody. We are live on Studio A with everybody's favorite politically incorrect host, Mitchell Bob.
Yeah.
Hey, hello. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. We are truly witnessing the evolution of revolution. That everybody just kind of follows along in a docile manner. I knew something was wrong.
Okay, now it's time for the regressive establishment's worst nightmare. And the world's most dangerous radio host. Tell them how you feel, Mitchell.
Masses, just like witches at black masses, evil minds that plot destruction, sorcerer of death's construction, in the fields of bodies burning.
As the war machine keeps turning, it's time for Crazy Ass Fridays, streaming live from Franklin County, Virginia. I'm your host, Mitchell Bupp. Come on down and join us at freedomslips.com, revolution.radio. Catch us on iTunes, talkstreamlive.com. TuneIn, Shoutcast, Winamp, Assessify, Radiomini, Open Radio App, is many, many more. Even Roku TV. Find Revolution Radio Studio A. Join us, ladies and gentlemen, for our search for truth. And our attempt to bring justice in a time where political corruption is the norm. We live in a sea of propaganda perpetrated by a corrupted mainstream media running a government psychological operation to bend your brain with social media, with the New York Times, the Washington Post, CNN, ABC, NBC, CBS, and fake-ass Fox News. You are under siege. The data you receive is more likely so corrupted it is completely false. In fact, many people drank so much quote-unquote Kool-Aid what happened? They got lost in a world of psyops. They believe in masking and double masking. They believe faulty tobacco science. Because the truth is, the COVID science today is nothing but the tobacco science of the 1960s. Dr. Fauci, working for Big Pharma, might as well be working for Philip Morris in the 1950s. If government was able to convince you to take and become a member of the world's largest clinical trial of a drug, the COVID vaccine, genetic therapy, you are at risk. Your life is on the line. You may not know it. You may not feel it. You may not realize it. But you just played Russian roulette. I guess you could call it American vaccine roulette. Yes, we load it up in the shot. We shoot it in your ass. And, well, you don't know if it's going to get you or not. That's the real truth. Trying to protect yourself from a disease that has a 99.9% survival rate for the average healthy person. But fair warning, if you already have one foot in the grave, and your other knee is amputated on the other leg to the knee, so you can stand up straight with one foot in the grave, doesn't take much of a disease to push you over that edge. The American people can't even decipher from propaganda and truth today. Their minds have been so bent by the CIA, by the FBI, by the NSA, by the CDC, and many others. I'm sorry, but the average American is an effing moron today. And the only reason is because they watch mainstream media, they listen to CNN, and their IQ drops precipitously. And at the same time, they don't even have a clue what they're talking about. That's the real world we're living in. A dystopian nightmare with government-programmed retards who don't want to know the truth, who have a propaganda media that just parrots any meme that they want to push. When I say they, I mean the New World Order, Klaus Schwab, the World Economic Forum, the G8, the whatever number of, pick a number of countries that are the gangsters of eight. Get away with genocide again and again and again. Just as the Ukrainian Euro-Nazi trash committed genocide in the Donbass region, and the United Nations, the United States, Europe, and the rest of the world is essentially silent on it. And you wonder why we have a problem. It could only be an unproved American genocide. What the hell is the matter with you people? Good God. Ooh, genocide ourselves, Ukrainians. And, oh, we got to genocide ourselves with the truth about the COVID vaccine. Or, excuse me, the COVID period. Okay? In case you had any doubt. In case you were just wandering around the world. Tom Rentz. Rentz Law. TomRentz.substack.com if you want to read his articles. Anyway, Kim.com. Cyber revolutionary, really, in New Zealand. Reposted a something that came from Tom. And it is a DARPA research project. 13 August 21, it is dated. Commandant of the Marine Corps, fellow DARPA Inspector General. It says, to the DARPA Inspector General. Subject, SARS-CoV-2 origins. Investigation with U.S. government program. Undisclosed document analysis. Skipping all of the, I guess, all of the little footnotes there for the article or for the paper. I'm going to repost this in the Revolution Radio chat room, and you can find it online. I'm sure you can find it at Tom Rentz's Substack. But the paper reads, SARS-CoV-2 is an American created recombinant bat vaccine or its precursor virus. It was created by an Echo Health Alliance program at the Wuhan Institute of Virology, as suggested by the reporting surrounding the lab leak hypothesis. The details of this program have been concealed since the pandemic began. These details can be found in the EcoHealth Alliance proposal response to the DARPA preempt program, broad agency announcement, Bay, and then it's got a HR00118500017. Dated March 2018, a document not yet publicly disclosed. The contents of the proposed program are extremely detailed. Peter Daszak lays out a step-by-step what the organization intends to do by phase, by location. The primary scientists involved, their roles and their institutions are indicated. The funding plan for the WIV, of course, the Wuhan Institute of Virology, worked in its own document. The reasons why non-pharmaceutical inventions like masks and medical countermeasures like the mRNA vaccines do not work well can be extrapolated from the details. The reasons why the early treatment protocols work as curatives are apparent. SARS-CoV-2's form, as it emerged in likely as a precursor, deliberately virulent, humanized recombat SARS-CoV that was to be reverse engineered into a live attenuated SARS-CoV bat vaccine. Its nature can be determined from the analysis of the genome, which the context provided by the EcoHealth Alliance proposal. Joining this alliance with the U.S. intelligence collections on the Wuhan will aid this determination. Yeah, so here you are, right? The Wuhan Institute of Virology, EcoHealth Systems, the CIA, the Pentagon, and a detailed plan to create a chimera of a SARS-CoV virus exactly the same that had escaped or was magically found in a so-called a wet market just kilometers, not even miles, just a few miles maybe, from the Wuhan Institute of Virology. Yes, the United States government, Dr. Fauci, EcoHealth Systems, have essentially created a worldwide plague because of their idiocracy and lied about it. Dr. Fauci should be in Gitmo. But then again, I believe 50% of the upper echelon of the FBI should be in prison, and some of the leadership should be executed. That's right, I said executed for the crimes against this nation. And that also goes for John O. Brennan. Crack in America. Oh, Gina Haspel. Another traitorous sack of shit to walk the halls of American government. Think about it. When field operatives get into management, they used to use their own spycraft in their management and also in those who they deal with within the government. So, yeah. It's idiocracy. Here's George Webb. Well, I hope. Come on, George, you gonna play? Well, I don't play. I just reload.
Remember in 2020, we did a story about a live exercise being done in Wuhan, China. We had very good evidence that a man was there from DARPA under a diplomatic cover of some type. We didn't know that was Michael Callahan of Harvard. We knew that there was somebody at Defense Threat Reduction Agency working with him. We had good information from a previous research partner of mine and four different whistleblowers that they ran live exercises all the time from the old Soviet Union, taking bioagents from the old Soviet Union and attenuating them in order to drive vaccine development at DTRA, in order to drive funding at DTRA, four whistleblowers. Remember, we have two murders there plus the suspicious death of task force and the suspicious death of the attorney working with the people there at Fort Belvoir. But needless to say, let's put that aside, I have a right to defend myself for reporting the story correctly. We did identify a diplomatic security services person who was armed, who was at the games. We did develop out all the different people who were receiving the vaccine bids, Virginia Benassi, Benassi V at WHO.int. Remember, this is arms, diplomatic security services, people working for the top levels of NATO, right, which led back to NATO, and several people involved in the armaments management of NATO. Giuseppe Benassi, also involved in the intelligence development of spies. Giuseppe Benassi at the Kissinger School there at Oberammergau, as well as people involved in diverting funds, Pietro Benassi, from various European projects like European Space Agency, etc. So I have a right to defend myself, and I have a right to defend my journalism. And CNN has gone about the business of putting me, trying to bankrupt me, and also sick their trolls on me. We had people come to my home on a remote island in Maryland saying they were going to kill me, flamethrower my family. They were going to...
Well, hey, George, do you know how you handle that, right? Well, just make sure you have good fields of fire and open areas around your house. So when they say they're going to torch your house, you drop the sons of bitches where they are. Let their Molotov cocktail keep them warm. Yeah. That's one thing that I do know, that with my neighbors, the way they are, should somebody come in this neighborhood and want to start a war, let's just say it wouldn't end well for anybody, depending on whatever happened. Let's just say that, okay? We will, and I will defend myself. Anyway, I hope y'all are having a great day. God bless you. Oh, Mace, oh, God, Columbus area, minus six. Ouch. Woo. Man, that's some cold-ass shit. It's just coming in here. In fact, you know, before the show, I was kind of looking and watching, and it was actually 42, I think. Now it is actually 31 degrees. It has fallen below zero and is going to fall all day. We had a high of 34 this morning, and by tonight, we're supposed to hit the 4-degree mark. I guess, you know, as far as stories go, you know, this massive cold air system that has dropped down out of the Arctic is making cold-ass weather all the way down to Miami, Florida, where it'll be balmy 40-some and 50 at the high for the day, windy. And just remember, for them, in that area of the United States, oh, God, you know, that's like 50 below in Maine. You know, it happens once in a while, and it does happen. But, you know, it's just so cold, they can't stand it. But literally, the cold that's going across, Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh, PA, what's it now? 10 degrees, minus 12 Celsius, light winds, light snow and windy. Yeah. You know, it's, wow. Tonight, zero. Okay, in Pittsburgh. You know, and it doesn't get much better if you go to Atlanta. You know, Atlanta, Georgia, Fulton County. You know, 17 degrees currently. 17 in Fulton County, Georgia. With it getting down to 9 degrees tonight, 16 tomorrow night, and 18, okay, Sunday night, Christmas night. So just be aware. You know, these cold temperatures, New Orleans, you know, is 30 degrees right now. It's below freezing. I don't think that's the norm for them. Windy, sunny, breezy. Tonight, 22 degrees in New Orleans, 26 Saturday night, and 30 degrees Christmas night. Ladies and gentlemen, that is deadly. Right now, National Weather Service has put out a bulletin, a historic winter storm. If you don't know it's a coming or you're in the middle of it, well, you probably got your mask on while you're driving in your car on your way to get your 54th vaccine. Yeah. Anyway, 200 million people are going to be infected, approximately 60% of the U.S. population. Heavy snows to blanket the Great Lakes region into northern New York and northern New England. Significant freezing rain possible across the Pacific Northwest. Anyway, the winter storm has pushed this frigid cold air across the U.S. So be aware and think about homeless people and pets. We'll be right back.
Take a moment to thank the listeners and hosts for all their support that has made Revolution Radio one of the biggest platforms for free speech in an ever-growing dark world of censorship. Unfortunately, this platform for free speech has never been free. We need the support of the people. It is the people like you, yes, you, that keeps the station in the front lines of the battle against tyranny and oppression. Please help support Revolution Radio so free speech will not be silenced in a world that seems to be going deaf to the real truth. With your support, we will be able to become an even bigger pillar of light in a dark world.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Revolution Radio.
What the heck is the truth, jihad? Hey, I'm Kevin Barrett, host of Truth Jihad Radio. Federal prosecutors, Department of Homeland Security agents, and curious passersby often ask me, just what is this truth jihad thing anyway? Well, everybody knows what truth is, but jihad is a misunderstood term. Jihad means effort or struggle. The greater jihad is the struggle to be a better person, while the lesser jihad is the struggle to defend the community. Prophet Muhammad, peace upon him, did say that the best jihad is a word of truth flung in the face of a tyrant. And that's what we do here at Truth Jihad Radio. Every Friday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, 5 to 7 Pacific, right here on Revolution Radio.
I am Bill Johnson. Some consider my efforts to be an underground law school. I am not an attorney, and I do not give legal advice. I teach. That's lawful and legal. Consider yourself served. You are to appear Wednesday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, Studio A. My forte? Foreclosure and contract law. Grab your legal pad and pen. Learn a broad spectrum of law spanning administrative, criminal, family, tort, and federal law. Fools and losers cling to old cases. I dissect and comment on the latest rulings that control the courts. Don't be a loser. And if you don't appear, you will be held in contempt.
Hey everyone, it's Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle. If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, The Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the internet. Please help support this station so this battle can continue forward. Revolution Radio! The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates. You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Yeah!
Bin Laden in the city, Robbie Parker smiling. Epstein didn't die, flight loss are classified. California communist, nuisance obsolete. Mask your kids, stay inside. For your help from aldehyde. No one that need bugs, world economic thugs. Klaus Schwab, Castro, it's not Justin Trudeau. Psychos, the elite, Bill Gates, tracking me.
Liars, shouldn't they be hanging on the end of a rope? Hell yes. And well, someday I do expect the FBI to visit me for saying that some of these sons of bitches should be stood in front of a wall and shot after their trial. The problem is half of them are Democrat and Republican congressmen. They're leaders of the FBI, the CIA, the NSA. They're the upper echelon, the shit that floated to the top of the system. Remember that. Remember that. When you talk about the system like that. How dare you, they would say to me. Why not, you lying sack of horse shit? You can't trust government. You can't trust the inspector generals like Michael Horowitz. You cannot trust the president today. You cannot trust his appointed representatives at the Department of Justice, the effing bastards incorporated, the crack in America, boys. Because the truth is, the Bush family, H.W. Bush and his so-called legacy of running cocaine for the military-industrial complex to break down and destroy America. Now we have the Democrat Party partnering with the Chinese Communist Party and the Mexican drug cartels for human smuggling and to break our nation in half with fentanyl and other drugs. Hard drugs. Hell, cocaine. Cocaine and heroin, man, that ain't shit anymore. In fact, I bet our law enforcement wish they just had to deal with cocaine and heroin. Some good old smack. Some good old horse. You know, there is one thing true that I have to say is true. That I saw at the nuclear power plant. The crazies that I worked with. Somebody put on their hard hat across the back of it. White lines are no strangers to the high rad rangers. Oh, yeah. Was a stressful job. But I don't think recreational cocaine was the answer. But some people did, evidently. In fact, I do know that there were people in the nuclear power plant that would snort cocaine off of the radioactive pipes, not really worrying about it. Listen, when you work at a place that's big, you know, and you have this massive power, this massive pipe replacement in one side, and a regular maintenance outage on the other side of the two nuclear reactors that were there, Unit 1 and Unit 2, at Peach Bottom Atomic Power Plant. And guess what? It was only shut down by the National Nuclear Regulatory Commission because they found the operators sleeping on the job in the control room of a nuclear power plant. Nothing to see here. Please move along. It was clearly an exercise in sociology, realizing that every factory in the world that has the complete spectrum of workers, from the diligent to the overachievers. To the people that are just putting their time in, and then you have the people who are just goofballs, and then you have malicious idiots too, right? Yeah, absolutely. Oh, man, I thought it would be a higher notch class of employees and workers at the nuclear power plant. Well, I was wrong. But it's like that in way in government too. You know, Maricopa County, Arizona, is no different. You know, yesterday, I played a clip about one of the lawyers of trying to get one of the experts to say, well, I don't know what the experts are or what that is. And, you know, when the lawyers get up there and say, here in Arizona, you could traffic ballots any way you want. There's no limitation. You can give anybody a hand to drop off their ballot, no matter who you are, no matter who they are. That's what the lawyer was indicating yesterday. So Arizona, according to the Maricopa County, Katie Hobbs, and the Democrat lawyers, that Arizona has California-style ballot harvesting, okay? And trying to use a wordplay of illegal ballot with the person on the stand. And she shut his dumb ass down and said they were invalid. They were not illegal. That the statute and the law reads invalid. What does invalid mean to these effing retards in Maricopa County? So meanwhile, the effing morons and retards in Maricopa County, Maricopa County Elections Director Scott Jarrett, essentially, one of the reasons that all the ballots were being rejected was because they changed the printing parameters. Therefore, the machines were not scanning the appropriate size printed areas of the documents, no matter what page size you put in. So they shrink to fit issue, so to speak, it was called. That was done on election day. Literally. What we have is people who claim that I don't know or how it happened. They know how it happened. They just don't want to tell you that, well, we weren't sure, so we just made it up as we went. In fact, here's a short blurb from yesterday's trial.
Is it your testimony that the printer set changes that gave rise to the so-called shrink to fit issue, was that done on election day?
That's correct.
All right. Thank you. I have no further questions.
That's correct. So basically, they changed. You have an optical reader that is set to read a certain document. This is why you know these guys, this guy, Scott Jarrett, and the rest of the Maricopa County administrators are a bunch of effing retards. They literally know how to go to work, shuffle some paper around, and organize an administrative thing. But outside of that, they are effing clueless. Or they pretend to be effing clueless, okay? It really is. It's not based on speculation anymore now, is it? You know, people are saying, the defense experts are saying, well, this is all based on pure speculation. But it's not if they change the parameters of the vote of the printed documents that it was set for. Truly is amazing today. Now we have to remember, we have to understand that Hobbs and other defendants committed intentional misconduct in printing illegal, inactive voter ballots. Okay? Inactive voter ballots. Leo DeForio at Law Esquire, a lawyer. Hobbs EPM and Maricopa training manual perpetrated fraud upon 503,742 inactive voters. Both manuals have the right to vote provisional ballot, but ARS 16 shows 4 can't vote for provisional. Officials shall direct a registrant to the polling place for the new address. Okay? So, bam, there's one instance where the voter Arizona legislative.gov and about their rules and stuff for elections. If the registrant indicates that the registrant lives in a new residence, the election official shall direct the registrant to the polling place. They cannot effectively create a absentee ballot or something along those lines
for the new registrant. Yeah, if it's inactive. See, and here's the problem. You have the ambiguity pushed into the system by shitty lawyers, okay? Provisional ballots are ballots that must be researched to ensure the voter is eligible to vote in the election before they can be counted. However, that's not what happened in Maricopa County. Also, Maricopa County voter center model voids all printed for a Title IV ballots. Anyway, registrants can and must become residents and can only vote regular ballot at poll where the resident currently lives. Let's see. He said registration closed on 10/11/22. Only active voters got early ballots. Arizona has 2.4 million registered voters. How this doesn't include 503,000 Title IV who are eligible to vote but not registered. Anyway, it's sheer crazy. You know, also the root cause of the November 8th chaos at BD SUP's November 28th canvas, Jarrett, said that this department was still doing root cause analysis, which means everything you've been told is a guess. And, you know, no more root cause. Root cause is inactive ballot codes. Voters, anyway, so according to this lawyer, there's all kinds of problems. Bad actor changes ballot definition to 19-inch. Precinct tabulators reject. Goes to box 3. Duplicated at central and counted. But the title, category 4 ballots are illegal printed and are void, must not be counted at central. So, you know, here we have a lot of serious problems. And once again, it all comes down to the Soviet model, the Stalin model, if that's what you want to say, or is it the Khrushchev model? Those who count the votes select the winner. Here is just more normal as we have, you know, as we have a Democrats effectively. Crazy. It's idiocracy, you know? Plus the bribe-a-thon, you know, the $1.6 trillion bill is essentially, rotten. Now, excuse me, but didn't Obama implement the pay go law, and his own party now doesn't care less? Okay, Republicans don't care less, Democrats don't care less. They got a blank check and they will never stop spending more. Why? Because you haven't thrown the sons of bitches out of office. You suck up to the two-party unis. That's right, the unis. I know it's an inconvenient reminder for the American people, but the only thing that divided the Democrat and Republican Party was when Democrats wanted to own people and the damn Yankees didn't want to own people or have live in a country where people were owned. This was a Democrat policy in the South. To own people. How progressive of them. Meanwhile, Rand Paul had this to say.
I brought with me the Omni, 4,155 pages. When was it produced? In the dead of the night, 1:30 in the morning when it was released. Now, people argue that it's conservatives' fault. It's, you don't have the Christmas spirit. Somehow you're holding up government. Well, whose job is it to produce this? The people in charge of spending. The people in charge of both of the parties. When did they know that this would be necessary? Well, it's in the law, September 30th. You got 9 months, almost 10 months, to produce a plan, to have a spending plan. They weren't ready on September 30th, so they voted themselves 90 more days. They weren't ready last week either, so they voted themselves another week. And now we have it at 1:30 in the morning this morning. But what's the clamor? The clamor is to vote. Vote now. Let's get it done. Why are you standing in the way of spending? Well, the real question is this. What is more dangerous? What is more dangerous to the country? $1.1 trillion in new debt, or as Republican leadership likes to say, oh, but it's a win. It's a big win. We're getting $45 billion for the military. So which is more important? Which threatens the country more? Are we at risk for being invaded by a foreign power if we don't put $45 billion into the military? Or
oh, of course not. You know, listen, this little troll that came to Congress and you know, essentially it was embarrassing. Most of the media is calling him the latest Churchill. Here's Tucker Carlson on the little troll turd from Ukraine.
Me hero? The media, the Congress, the White House, they all love this weird little guy called Sam Bankman-Fried. Do you remember that? Somehow we were reminded of it today when the president of Ukraine arrived at the White House dressed like the manager of a strip club and started to demand money. Amazingly, no one threw him out and said they did whatever he wanted. American taxpayers declared Joe Biden will continue to give Zelensky whatever he demands for, quote, as long as it takes. Tellingly, Biden never specified what it is, as long as it takes to do what? Push the Russian army back to pre-invasion borders? Sounds reasonable. That's what most Americans likely assume, those who are still paying attention. But that is not what Zelensky means, and it is not what he is asking for. Zelensky is demanding regime change in Russia, just like in Iraq, in Libya, and a long list of other failed states, except this time in the heart of the Eurasian landmass, next door to the entire civilized world. That's what Zelensky has called for repeatedly, and every dollar we send to him goes toward that end. At this point, he's getting a lot closer to achieving it. So what happens if he, quote, wins? What does the ensuing chaos look like? Thought about that? Who's going to secure the world's largest nuclear arsenal once we help Zelensky topple the Russian government? Who replaces Putin?
Hey, Tuck, my friend, don't worry. Don't worry. Russia will take care of its nuclear stockpile. It will just launch the sons of bitches, and then it won't have to worry about having a nuclear stockpile. Come on, Tucker. Where are you at? Everybody knows that the World Economic Forum is basically the New World Order Nazi front, okay? The United Nations. The United Nations is a disgrace to everybody, everything, everywhere. And if you don't know that and understand that, then God help you. If you believe that the United Nations stops poverty and saves children around the world, stop believing lies. They do not. It is nothing but a New World Order government to train the sheeple of the world to accept their overlords and masters. Bullshit. Kiss my ass. Isn't happening. It isn't happening. Yeah. Meanwhile, Florida High Court okays grand jury probe into the COVID vaccines. The Florida Supreme Court will convene a grand jury at Republican Ron DeSantis's request to investigate any wrongdoing with respect to the COVID-19 vaccines. Of course, this wrongdoing will include the withholding of pertinent data information during the trial, during the so-called Pfizer vaccine trials and the other trials run by the CDC, or the CDC doesn't run anything, do they? They just give a check mark and collect money. Vaccine studies funded by pharmaceutical companies that developed 19 vaccines have been published in peer-reviewed journals such as the New England Journal of Medicine. And government panels reviewed the data on the safety and effectiveness of the shots before approving them for use. Listen, how could anybody review data and then just weeks after the approving of that vaccine, so-called vaccine, okay, because I don't want to call it a vaccine, it's gene therapy, that they find out that they need a booster. And then they need another booster 3 months later, and then need another booster. The truth is, either the people that looked at the studies could not read the studies properly and determine the information that would suggest that, and all the potential side effects from pericarditis that were known in the trials, the problems with pregnancy in the trials. Hang the bastards in the streets is what I have to say. We'll be back.
It's Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle. If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, The Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
Don't miss the Crick Rick and Jonathan Show every Saturday, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Studio B, right here at Revolution Radio.
The journey begins to fun, health, and freedom.
Things were not quite right, that everything was just ever so slightly askew.
Do you have, to paraphrase Morpheus, a splinter in your mind?
If you're interested in hearing the latest information about UFOs, the paranormal,
ancient cultures and structures,
monatomic elements,
longevity,
fantastic discoveries in science,
download it to your brain,
then tune in to us. Hi, I'm Dave.
And I'm Mackie.
And we are Shiny Side Out, Sundays 2 to 4 a.m. Eastern. See you then.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Join me at Revolution Radio, Studio B, at 11 a.m. on Saturday for free association. When we take a look at philosophy, spirituality, psychology, social issues, and geopolitics. It's every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern on Studio B. at freedomslips.com.
I want to thank everybody for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the one place where information never sleeps. Revolution, Revolution Radio!
All right, let's show them what we got now.
Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
Yeehaw! Welcome back. It's the Revolution in the Morning Show. It's Crazy Ass Fridays.
There's no other place that I'd rather live. Love my wife and teach my kids about the land of the free. I'm sick and tired of people putting it down. If you don't like it here, get the heck out of town. Go and find somewhere you love. That's fine with me. We don't need people riding the fence. You're either riding with us or you're riding with them. Make up your mind which side you stand.
That's right. Can't make a dollar telling the truth today. Come on down and join us. Freedomslips.com. Revolution.radio. Catch us on iTunes. TalkStreamLive.com. TuneIn, Shoutcast, Winamp, Assessify, Radiomini, Open Radio app, and many more. You can change the world in this time of universal deceit. But first, you have to have a point of view. You have to have some information to combat the propaganda psychological operations that you have been subjected to, that you have most often when you're listening to this show and other shows on Revolution Radio. You're getting a point of view and a point of truth that you will never hear on the mainstream media. They will never talk about the things and topics the way I talk about them, because they have a narrative. They have a feel. They have a propaganda line into your subconscious. Most people blindly believe that ABC, NBC, CBS, fake Fox News, CNN, you know, and the rest of the quote-unquote mainstream media are telling them the truth. And we know that's a lie. You and I, here on Revolution Radio, know that that's a lie. We can see it. Now, why other people can't see it, and they're submerged and surrounded by the lie, by the propaganda, by the perception that is implanted in their brains, just as the German people supported Hitler, liberalism has essentially supported this perversion of society to bring forth a, here's the words, a new world order. They use modern day catchphrases like ESG. Environmental, social, governance. Think about it. corporations telling you that they want to reformulate your society, our society, not the corporation's society. They want to reformulate us. Why don't they just say they want to colonize us again? Why doesn't the World Economic Forum, or why hasn't Victoria Nuland or the United States government say, yeah, man, we colonized Ukraine into where it is now, man. We did it. We colonized Ukraine. Angela Merkel, I mean, I know she, at least she has the balls to admit it, that we lied about the Minsk agreements and that they were all about buying time to fortify Ukraine and to delay Russia from taking action. See, and this is the, oh, God forbid, and God help us all. Because understand how many times the Russians have tried to negotiate with the Western warmongering neos, cons, neoliberals. How many times do you really think that they're going to actually decide, well, diplomacy is going to work? Diplomacy has been nothing but a lie. The Americans have lied to the Russians in the middle of diplomacy again and again and again. The Germans now admit they've, and NATO lied again and again and again in the middle of negotiations with Russia. Literally about attacking them, about trying to destroy the Russian government itself. But, oh, no, wait, man, it's Russia's fault, right? It's Russia's fault that the United States, NATO, Britain, not great, just Britain. I hate to tell you guys, but you damn sure ain't great. You suck. Two tea bags to Sunday over there on George Orwell's effing landing strip. And now you got a World Economic Forum billionaire as your CEO and executive. How's your Fabian socialism now, you shit for brains? Don't worry. You're being replaced, just like in Europe, where the European society is being replaced by immigrants from East Asia and Turkey and the Middle East and Africa. Of course, it's racist to point out that population replacement is happening right now, is happening today by the United States government and the Democrat Party to the UK, to the European Union. They're destroying basically the homogeneous European society or national society of France and Germany and the Netherlands and other places, Sweden and Norway, where now you have hell holes, better known as no-go zones. Basically, you know, Philadelphia, New York, Chicago, transplanted into Europe, okay? Hey, yeah, man, let's just go for through a walk through little Somalia. Yeah. Uh-huh. Telling you, it's shitstorm coming. Yeah. Man, look at that. It's already fallen to 28 degrees. It was 42 this morning when I got up. It was warm overnight. I guess that air, it was still hanging around on this side of the Appalachians. But, yeah. Anyway, so watch yourself out there, ladies and gentlemen. And if you're in Toronto, Ohio, if you're in Columbus, you know, you're in the, you know, Chicago or, you know, Indiana, you know, you're in, you know, you're in Wisconsin. You guys take care, man. I'm telling you, it's the real winter has hit. Now, you know, it's amazing. Now, we're waiting to hear what I'm waiting to hear. Okay. Oh. What I'm waiting to hear, ladies and gentlemen, the truth. I'm waiting to hear the liberals now say, well, this super cold spell is all part of global warming. Yeah, that's what I'm waiting for liberals to say. Merry Christmas. It's a global warming Christmas at 0 degrees, man. 911. 911 time, man. It's 911. You know, meanwhile, I guess if you really put out a news story about winter and the weather, I guess it might go something like this. Yearly catastrophe has happened. Global warming has receded. The seasonal effects of cooling are now taking hold across North America after migrating across the borders, across the hemispheres from Australia and South America. Those unnatural seasonal changes that drive global warming, El Nina and La Nina. We must stop winter. We must stop summer. It is unnatural. Humans must move to one place on the planet and build there, congregate in Australia. The whole world's population and all of our buildings. I know we can have a program to set the world straight again. None of this topsy-turvy, tilted earth for me. Calling for a international program to set the earth back straight up and down on its axis. Let's cure climate change. I know we can do it. I'd expect idiot liberals to say something like that, okay? Yeah, after all, you know, hey, what did one liberal in the United States Congress say? And no, it wasn't not George Fetterman. Yeah, it was not John Fetterman. George Fetterman. Yeah, hey, George Floyd, John Fetterman. Not the same mental capacity. But anyway, here's one for you. Remember the congressman that said if we put so many people on an island in the Pacific Ocean that the island might sink. Alrighty then. Okay. Yeah, let's hear it for global warming. I guess he lived in a bog, you know, and they built a cabin. And, you know, they had one child, you know, the mom and dad had one kid, and then they had another, and then they had three, four, five, six. By the time they had six kids and the two adults and all the children in the house, you know, it sunk down in the bog. Yeah, hey, you need a foundation. Yeah, that's right. Well, doesn't surprise me. A New Jersey mother has endured threats from a high-ranking military officer. Posted she was under investigation by security forces for objecting to student-made posters promoting polysexualism and pansexual at her local elementary school. Angela Redding. Way to stand up, girl. Give them the big finger. F you. Bunch of military scum sucking assholes. Anyway, the former school teacher is a former school teacher until her recent resignation, a member of the Northern Burlington County Regional School Board of Education. Redding told the Epoch Times that along with the U.S. Army officer's social media posts warning she was under investigation for causing safety concerns for many families. North Hanover Township Police Chief Robert Duff contacted her and told her he had received medals from the military asking her to take down, or he had received emails, from the military asking her to take down her social media post about the sexuality posters. Redding said Duff originally said he would release the emails to her, but then reneged, telling her the military told him he couldn't because they are classified. Bullshit. This is just bullshit. No one from the nearby McGuire Dix Lakehurst Joint Base, a large Air Force installation that hosts five wings where Army officer Christopher Schilling is stationed, responded to inquiries by the Epoch Times. Schilling's rank had initially been reported in national news as a lieutenant, but the Epoch Times has been able to confirm he is a major assigned to the 78th Training Command as an operations officer. Listen, if this military suck-ass piece of shit Schilling, and I don't give a hell if you get upset at what I call you, you should get the F out of the military. Because listen, if you can't understand that free speech is the paramount thing that you fight for, then you're effed in the head. And if you're worried about your airmen being, so butthurt because somebody won't let transgenderism grooming allowed in the elementary schools, then, hey, you got a bigger problem than what you know, man. I'm telling you. An Army officer telling a civilian what they can and can't say and says, well, you're under military investigation. Go! Suck an egg. This Air Force turd. In fact, if this is actually true, shouldn't that some bitch be up on charges? In fact, I might just reach out to somebody I know of. And I don't doubt it would do any good, but I would mention it to them. And they're a JAG officer. And they're a colonel. Okay? Yeah. Anyway, they may even be retired. Hell, I don't know by now. Okay? All I know is this is just absolute bullshit. And it seems like many of the pussies in our military that can't beat a bunch of goat herders in Afghanistan and, you know, tried to redo Iraq and just made it another shithole because they don't have a clue. Oh, they're trained to kill shit. outside of that, most of the military are effing retards. And I know one guy that's an officer that thinks his, that still has his head up his ass, thinks he's in Iraq, thinks he can bully his own relatives. Man, Sergeant Psycho doesn't even start. Shit for brains, retard. You know, that, see, and the thing is, these guys are, most of them are extremely intelligent and very smart. And that's why I keep trying to explain to people, just because you're a brainiac, just because you have a PhD, just because you've been indoctrinated into something, whatever, doesn't mean that you can't be a broken psychopath in training. And half the military personnel, they don't have decent reality checks today. They haven't been humbled. They don't really understand real combat because they have such overwhelming firepower. That's most of our military today. They have such massive firepower over their enemy. It's not even, it's more like hunting leftovers, okay? That's our military bases today. And we haven't learned shit from Vietnam. Our military leaders still have their heads stuck up their ass, fighting not this generation of wars, but fighting the third generation back. Still fighting that way, still arming that way, still thinking that way. However, when it comes to the American people, no propaganda expense can be great enough. No amount of lies, no amount of government tens of millions of dollars paid to social media companies to brainwash you, paid to Google to show you certain results on topics of, well, let's just say government interest. I laugh like hell because, you know, it's partly false. It's, you know, tags on all of these, you know, how should we say it? Fact-checking effing assholes. Hey, did you know what's really funny? Is when they say something is partly true, that means, or partly false, that means it's probably mostly true. And when they say something is mostly false, it's partly true. You know, they play this game and they outright lie and they get away with it because the minds of the American people, as I have said again and again and again, the political placebo effect of lies, propaganda, false news and information that the American people have essentially been trained at the subconscious level to accept this programming. I don't, you know, it's like the Germans. Until the bombs started falling on Berlin, they probably believed they were invincible. Until Stalingrad, until the Russian winter hit, the Germans essentially believed they were invincible. Today, the globalists and the New World Order, they believe they're invincible. or they wouldn't be essentially showing you the Chinese society that they want to implement around the world. The coming world war is already here. You may not believe that. You may not want to believe it, but it is true. It is only a matter of time before the nuclear weapons start flying. And you can thank the United States government in its partnership with the World Economic Forum, the Bilderberg Group, the Council on Foreign Relations, and other globalist organizations in cooperation with the corporations of the world. You can thank them. Just as the events are developing, that Biden and the U.S. Congress are knowingly, willingly declaring war against Russia. They haven't told you. These are some of the things that I've been trying to explain to you. NATO once murdered Europeans for political advantages to blame socialists and Soviets. Today, they're going to murder the world and blame Russia. We'll be right back.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Interested in the paranormal, murder mystery, real natural law? Do you enjoy interviews with amazing guests? Then join Crip Rick every Monday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Revolution Radio, Studio A, freedomslips.com. Crypt Ritz, I've been thinking. Welcome to the Crypt.
Join me at Revolution Radio, Studio B, at 11 a.m. on Saturday for Free Association, when we take a look at philosophy, spirituality, psychology, social issues, and geopolitics. It's every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern on Studio B at freedomslips.com.
Enter into a world unseen on Raven Star's Witching Hour. You will encounter eclectic topics from the realm of spirit brought into our matrix of truth. With your host, the Solaris Blue Raven. Solaris will bring you an array of unique guests covering topics from ghostly spirits to amazing anomalies, covert technology, UFOs, and shadowy global events.
And that's right here at Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, Saturdays, midnight till 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
Let the magic rise.
Galactic Interstellar Council on Revolution Radio Studio A, Fridays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Join us as we traverse the starseed paradigm, as expressed in the time-space continuum that we know as the divine expression of love and light. Integrating this conscious unity into the galactic paradigm. So welcome all, both terrestrial beings and galactic beings as one. So be it. You're listening to Revolution Radio.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. Any commercial advertising you may hear in this program is of the sole discretion and benefit of the host of this program you are listening to. Revolution Radio does not endorse any commercial products, nor does it accept monetary compensation for on-air advertising of commercial products, nor will it ever. We are and shall remain 100% listener supported. Any product advertising on this program are considered used at higher risk, and Revolution Radio shall not be held liable for any claims or damages received from any product advertised within this program. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps. Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com. And now we're going to get back to your host.
Yeehaw! Welcome back. It's the Revolution in the Morning Show. I hope you're having a great day. God bless you. Thanks for tuning in. Come on down and join us at FreedomSlips.com. Revolution.radio. Catch us on iTunes, TalkStreamLive.com, TuneIn, Shoutcast, Winamp, and Assessify. Just a few of the places to catch Revolution Radio. That's right. Here, we just give you the straight truth, not the political side of life.
Places that I've been, I said I've tried a couple different things, and I'll tell you. Well, you don't need both to find bullshit. This whole world's full of politics, designed to keep the poor man from that pie. I left this town, I traveled around, and the only thing I've found is that them bulls got the only shit worth a dime.
Ain't that the truth? Thanks, Drew Gregory. I love that song, the bullshit song. Yes, off the Country Hurricane album. Come on down and join us, freedomslips.com, revolution.radio. Yeah, hey, the United States is a big place, 3.8 million square miles. So why are some of the so-called smartest people in some of the smartest states so damn stupid? Really? You know, if you live up there in Massachusetts and you're some snobby elitist, you know, what do they call those? Ivy League snob. Why is it that you still have your head stuck up your ass and literally embrace communism? Yeah. You know, it's funny, they put down Arkansas. Arkansas is a great place to live. You know? Oh, that's one of the dumb states. Huh. Listen, West Virginia? I would rather live in West Virginia than live in California any day of the week. No. Any day of my life. Hell and high water. It's idiocracy. You know, this is an advertisement belittling states that, oh yeah, who's the dumbest states in America? Mississippi? You know, I'll tell you what. Take the average retard from the Ivy League college and put them in a city, in a place, or out in the country. They couldn't survive those localities, more than likely. You know, it's not like a game show where Naked and Afraid or Naked. Yeah, I think it's called Naked and Afraid. I mean, what in the hell is that? I saw it this past couple weeks. And this week I said, Jesus, they take people butt naked or they take them out in the wherever. You got to survive for a month out here, 3 weeks usually, you know, walk out there, live out there. And you remember, you have film crews the whole time. So, you know, and safety people and everything else. It's, look, these people don't know how to do anything without a lifeline. Louisiana? Louisiana's a great place to live. Oh, yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, I mean, literally, it's crazy. North Dakota? I mean, why do, you know, other states have to say, oh, they're dumb? I'll tell you what, the only dumb asses are ones that don't realize that every place and every state and everybody has something to add because they all have a different mindset. They have a different knowledge base and they have a different viewpoint and analysis of what they do or how they look at stuff. Okay. That's why many, many, many voices are needed today. Like reading the 4,000 page omnibus bill. You know, Rand Paul should have said, here it is digitally and put it out on Reddit or wherever and let everybody in the world chew it to pieces and laugh and mock our government. The $30 billion failed corporate executive, Bankman, free on $250 million in bail after claiming to only have $100,000 just a few weeks ago, has an ankle bracelet, and he's at his mom and dad snorting cocaine right now. He's sitting out on the back porch smoking a giant hooter, and calling some hooker to come over and made another call to Hunter Biden to find out how many paintings he had to buy to get a pardon. Or he said, pardon me, Hunter. And Hunter says, no, I can't. My daddy can, though. I need 10 paintings, $500,000 each. It'll all go away. Yeah. Crazy as it seems. The criminal element in the political and financial systems are rewarded today. That's why I know we live in a time of universal deceit. Remember, Twitter once claimed that bots don't manipulate anything. However, now that Elon Musk owns Twitter, of course, bots manipulate everything. TikTok is crazy and it's a danger to your child. Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, another American social media, which is just as corrupted and just as bastardized as the rest of TikTok. Yeah, it's like the turd. calling the blue water in the Porty John. Oh, you think I'm nasty? Yeah. It's crazy, crazy war that we're facing. And it's war. It's a war for your mind. I saw something the other day and I said, what in the F is the matter with these people? Straight out of the, I think, was it the Twilight Zone? Was that the Twilight Zone, you know, where they control the horizontal, they control the vertical or whatever, you know? I remember an episode where, you know, all these people wore these masks and this new guy that came in or whatever they were wearing the same mask or was wearing a mask that depicted something. And after a while, you know, people, I guess they took their masks off and their faces had turned into the shape of the mask. And they were kind of grotesque looking faces then. Well, it turns out that Simon, what's his name from, America's Greatest, whatever the hell it is, Simon Cowell, right? He is using one of these masks and, man, he looks strange. He uses Botox, fillers, and hair tints, and he is essentially a, you know, I think he's, it's like an addiction, like these people that get too many plastic surgeries. It's called Hanacure face mask, or $25,000. They say tightening and brightening and the reversal of numerous signs of aging, including wrinkles. Dude, putting your face in a mold and letting it grow to the mold isn't the answer. Jesus Christ. God help him. Please. Let him see the ways of his idiocracy. Simon Cowell, now just medical experiment for the world. Words coming out that more than half of House Republicans didn't attend the Ukrainian comedian's address to Congress. 86 out of 213 House Republicans were at the Capitol for Zelensky's speech. So, yeah. So it was 133? Or 123? That said hell no. That this is stupid. That this is the military-industrial complex. Representative Tom Massey wrote on Twitter that I will not be attending a speech of a Ukrainian lobbyist. America's favorite neo-Nazi Bill Kristol. The commie social fascist in a suit says the anti-Ukraine right is an anti-American right. Yeah. You know, Bill Kristol, Bill, you should go to the front lines, please. Mr. Kristol, you've never had the guts to go and stand with the gun in where you believe the fighting should happen. Could you do us all a favor and go? Please. Please. Mitch McConnell, another retard, another globalist wanting nothing but death and destruction. The January 6th committee unveiled an 845-page report damning Trump and his supporters one last time. Alan Dershowitz kindly points out that that any recommendations or whatever out of the U.S. House is a fool's errand because they are essentially unconstitutional. Democrats using the United States government to in an attempt to stop Donald J. Trump. They are treasonous. They are, in fact, partners in an attempted coup against the United States of America, the Constitution, and the legitimate president at the time, Donald J. Trump. When will Hillary Clinton be indicted or investigated for hiring foreign nationals to infiltrate the FBI and use FBI resources to change the results of elections? It is clear that the military-industrial complex and the intelligence-industrial complex are really one and the same, and that they control the United States government. And that the United States government is just a response machine to the problem, reaction, solutions that the New World Order wants to bring in. Education has been so dumbed down. It's a sad, sad state of affairs. 59% of students fear disagreeing with their professor because liberals are just butthurt, pussy-fied shitbags who, oh God, I'm offended by your thoughts and I can't pass you. I have to give you a bad grade. Colleges, once the bastion of free speech, now essentially crushing those with wrong think is the standard operating procedure in many colleges today. And they use the same tactics as the KKK did. Nothing but racist, heterophobic, sexual biased attacks against those that they don't like. One journalist wasn't really a journalist or a producer. She was just a corporate plant into the lower echelons of a news organization to spy, to verify, and to make sure that everybody towed the line and that there was no mega or no conservative views to be heard. What are some of the, you know, we're coming to the time of the year when we start talking about some of the most outrageous stories of 2022. How about a top female scientist canceled over a 13-year-old Michael Jackson Halloween costume? Imagine. Or what about the topless nun who performed a sexualized burlesque at Dartmouth College? Oh, yes. Christianity is just so horrible. They have to ban it. They don't want it. But, hey, man, if, you know, if you're a, if you're a topless nun who performs at drag shows, please come to college. But if you come to preach about peace and forgiveness, Jesus Christ, and God, you will be banned. In fact, in the UK, I saw this in the UK. A woman was praying silently, just standing quietly on the sidewalk. And she was arrested by police for praying silently. What in the hell has the world come to? When the police arrest a woman for praying silently. In the street. How maddening is that? How wrong? Now, she was praying near or in front of an abortion clinic. Oh God, the horror. Listen to this little wanking sumbitch. Sumbitch. This is real tyranny. That's what I will say.
Okay, before I ask you any questions about what's going on today, I have to caution you, which is just your rights, which is you do not have to say anything. It may harm your defense if you do not mention one question, something which you later on in court, anything you do say may be given. What are you here for today?
Physically, I'm just standing here.
Okay. Why here of all places? I know you don't live nearby.
But this is an abortion centre.
Okay. That's why you're standing here. Is you standing here part of the protest?
No. I'm not protesting.
Are you praying?
I might be praying in my head.
I'll ask you once more, will you voluntarily come with us now to the police station for me to ask you some questions about today and other days where there are allegations that you've...
How dare you pray silently in your head? And you wonder why you're going to have a revolt. Because the police and their actions today are just revolting. I believe, you know, we've come to the point where we need to sever ties with countries that have long been allies, that are nothing but partners of the world communist order. I can't even call it a new world order. It's world communism, and they want central bank digital currency. Yeah. Boston Dynamics, creepy robo-bots. They're robo-hounds. Remember, Boston Dynamics has previously pledged not to weaponize its bots and ask others in this industry to do the same. But China could care less. You know, San Francisco could care less. And, you know, to say that it's not going to happen is just you have to be a full-blown retarded not to know what's really going down, right? So in a effort to show how versatile the robots are, the company's Christmas tree was decorated by robots. Or, excuse me, I believe what they were doing was they were putting the star on the top, maybe? Anyway, so three robots got together. Two sat down on the ground and collapsed themselves. The other one climbed on top and essentially lifted the other robot dog up to the top of the tree. And it's no audio. It's just that, you know, that clip of that. But, you know, if you think about it, that would be dynamic that truly looking at. Here's Glenn Greenwald has a clip here where, whether you know it or not, you know, the new Twitter files revealed and confirmed as what the things that I have been saying for years and years, that social media has been turned into a psychological operations training tool, a brainwashing mechanism of the 21st century, and that people are subconsciously brought into line of thinking by lies, propaganda, and deceit to control your every thought. And what the thing is that they must continue. They have to continue bullshitting you. They have to continue lying to you. Why? Because the moment they stop, the moment they realize it, it's over. It's over. I got a little clip here. I might get in trouble playing for it, but I thought it was okay. Of course, if you didn't hear about it, you'll hear it now.
When we realize that even the smallest...
This is Jill Biden. Jill Biden giving a speech, I guess, at the White House.
When we realize that even the smallest flame can illuminate our path home, that the sweetest delicacies are made with love, that the most rewarding gifts are those we give to
Shut the fuck up!
Hey, kid, what did you say? I had to shut it quick. It's nothing like the first lady giving a speech and then some kid yells, shut the F up! Amen. God bless America. Have a great day. God bless. Good day. And good luck. And have a Merry Christmas.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio. Revolution Radio every Wednesday 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Studio B for Momentary Zen with host Zen Garcia at freedomslips.com, the People Station.
I will defend myself against their tyranny. Number three is my radio broadcast. I'm squarely in front of the public all the time, and they all know what's going on.
For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence.
Hello, my name is John Wayne. And I do a broadcast here at freedomslips.com, revolution.radio, called The Unequivocal Truth, DEFCON 1.
Freedom and fear are at war.
And folks, I assure you, we are in defense condition one, as we journey perilously through this paradigm that we currently reside in. And I ask that you join me every Saturday.